Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Miracle Man here. Preacher, you're now on live with us on the Preacher and the Miracle Man radio program. We're so glad you're with us tonight on a Thursday afternoon / evening. A very cold one, to say the least, up in here in Michigan. As a matter of fact, we have a wind chill warning. A wind chill warning for this evening from midnight going on to 12 noon tomorrow. Wind chills going from 10 degrees below zero to as low as 30 below zero. For counties including but not limited to Midland County, Bay County, Saginaw County, Genesee County, and then the Detroit area, as well as the Thumb. So it's going to affect all of southeast Michigan, basically. So be prepared for very cold wind chills. Remember to wear the hat and gloves along with your coat. And also beware of, if you have children, know that there is a big chance, a very high chance, that your school will probably be closed tomorrow.
Yeah.
If the wind chills are as low as what they're saying they could be. Like once they get to below 25, below zero, they will be apt to close because you should only be out there for 10 minutes. If you have exposed skin, you forget to put your gloves on or whatever. So keep that in mind. Wind chill warning for tonight and tomorrow morning. So be safe out there. Just thought I should let you know of that bulletin as it just popped up before we went live. And so now, if this is a Thursday night program, and so here's the plan. We're going to read the word. I forgot my book, so I'm going to have Preacher Man read for us Exodus chapter 2, as well as Hebrews 11, all of Hebrews 11, as well as the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 12. And then I'm going to exhort as the Lord leads. After that, what's going to happen is I'm going to give you the latest on sports. As far as what did the Pistons do, what did the Wings do last night? 1-1, one lost. You'll have to listen for that part of the program to know what happened. Also, we have my football predictions in which I'm going to pick. It's not going to be a pick 6 this weekend. It's going to be a pick 5 because there's 4 pro games this weekend, and then there's the college game, the college football national championship. And so I will be picking all of those games. And so we have that to look at. And then there, I might sing a song. And then I also had it in my heart but other than that, we'll see where the Lord leads us. I also have in mind a couple things that I feel like will happen this year based on what I'm seeing. I'm not a prophet, but there's a couple of things I see coming that are good. So I'm going to talk about those. And so with that in mind, first of all, I'm going to make my announcements. I am at McDonald's on South Saginaw Road, 1711 South Saginaw Road, to be precise. I'm across the road from a Kmart store. And then I am northwest of a Marathon gas station and southeast of a Disability Network office. The reason I say northwest and southeast is because the Saginaw Road goes at an angle, so you can figure that out. I'm in the back of that building near the restaurant, and if you'd like to come inside a McDonald's and say hi to me, as I've had several guests do that in the past, you can come in and say hi and praise the Lord or whatever. And so you can get in touch with me that way. Also, you can call the show if you want. You can call into the show at 215-383-3810. Again, that number is 215-383-3810. We can talk about anything, but we have two house rules. Number one, this is not, first, for one thing, this is not a politics show. It's not a political show. I don't talk about politics on here. No party affiliation or any of that. We do faith on sports, and we talk about God and whatever else. You could talk about why you think the grass is greener on the other side. Why do we in Michigan have winter usually and Florida normally doesn't? Why is the world positioned the way it is, and why we can't just have 80 degrees all year round? whatever, just hinting, wishful thinking. But, you know, if it's politics you want to talk about, well, what's going to happen is this. We are going to tell you to pray for your leaders. The Bible instructs us that we have to pray for our leaders that have authority over us. Very clearly. It's very important that we do that. You know, it's going to help us if we can just pray for those of authority over us. Doesn't matter whether we agree with them or disagree with them. So just keep that in mind. Number two, this is a family show. This is a family show. So, you want to call in? This brings up one step. When you call into the show, 215-383-3810, you'll press 1. And then you'll go through the screener. And if it all comes up good, you'll be allowed on. But here's the thing. This is a family-friendly show, so whatever you want to talk about, keep your language and what have you family-friendly. If you wouldn't say it in front of your children, don't come on and say it on the air.
There you go.
Even though this is not exactly regulated because it's online radio, it's not the same as FM/AM radio. We still ask that you follow the same standards and keep it appropriate for families. So if you can help us with that, that'd be greatly appreciated. And if you don't hold up your end of the bargain, then we're going to let you off. We're going to take you off. So those are our main house rules. Now, how to listen online. And the reason I talk about how to listen online is that even though you guys have found us, other people want to know how to listen to us. And if you see someone and you tell when you tell people about this great show, this great Preacher and Miracle Man show, you guys are the mouth. You guys can be a great mouthpiece, those of you who are listening to us. And we greatly encourage you to tell other people about this great program. It's a great. We greatly encourage you to do so. And here's what you tell them. What you tell them is this. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. Again, that's all one word. Blogtalkradio.com. And then you'll see the search bar. And then you can type in Upfront Entertainment. And then after that, you'll see a link for the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. That's us. And we've done over 65 episodes together, me and Preacher Man. And
there you go.
We have them all archived. They're archived so you can listen to them. We've done a lot of great things. All of the Bible readings and the exhortations are up there. And as part of these episodes, we have all my sports stuff that I've done and my picks, all my football picks, and stuff like that. We also have some funny stuff. It's not Christmas time anymore, but unless you're Catholic, but all the Christmas stuff I did, that's up there, all my Christmas teachings that I did around the last couple weeks before Christmas. Also, my how to close out the old year that we did at the end of December and open up the new year. If maybe you're thinking of how to, what to write on your New Year's resolution thing, I like to call them fresh commitment. We got a bunch of great stuff up there for you to listen to, and you can listen to them at work. You can listen to them at home. You can listen to them while you're driving. Just pop your phone thing into the radio thing. You know, if you have one of those cars that has that, and you guys can all listen to the show, whatever episode you want to listen to, and we have that available. Also, it is a very smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. A smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. And we love it when people do that. And the instructions work the same way. There's not a Blog Talk Radio app, so you have to go on the Safari or Windows, based on whatever smartphone you have, and go to blogtalkradio.com, like I said, and the steps are the same. So you can use your iPad, you can use your computer, or smartphone. Doesn't matter what device you have, just as long as you have internet. You can listen to us. And we love our listeners. And so, there we go. And now, without further ado, we are going to get into a word of prayer. And then after that, I'm going to have Preacher Man start with the reading. And so,
all right.
Here we go with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you right now. We thank you right now, Jesus, for this great time together I thank you, Lord God, that you bless these people as we study together for a few minutes and the great word of the Lord and what the word of the Lord has to say in Exodus as well as about faith. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you would bless the listeners and that you would bless my mouth. Bless Miracle Man, bless it, the preacher man's mouth if you have some things in his heart that you want him to say. And I just pray, Lord God, that you would bless our time in the Word tonight, this evening, and I just thank you that your hand is upon also this wonderful show. And I thank you that in the name of Jesus that you would bring forth great sponsors, sponsors who want to sponsor this program, whoever they would be, whether they be big companies like McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, or small companies like any window washer company, maybe a plumber, maybe a water restoration company, you know, for this cold we're dealing with right now. But it can be any business, and I just pray that you would help them, and you would, and I just thank you, Lord God, that you bless this great program and that the listenership continues to grow greatly. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. So,
A to the men.
So, for now, the mic is yours, preacher man. So, so take it.
We're going to Hebrews chapter 11. Here we go.
Yep.
Faith.
And you got that thing about, you know, about the if we sing, you sing. If we pray, you pray. And if we read, you read the Bible.
Well, no, you should lay that right out there. Go ahead, say that.
So I'm going.
That's
so
important.
Here's the thing. Dr. Barclay has been saying this thing for months now. He started doing this literally weeks after we started this program. And here's what it is that he's been saying. But this is changed to represent this program. And here it is. This is not the River Shukla Show or the Sam Cottle Show. It is called The Preacher and the Miracle Man. But when we do certain spiritual things, like when we read the Bible, when we open the Word, you open the Word with us and turn to the verses that we are going to read from. If we sing, how about you sing with us by getting the song? If we start praying, being in tongues or English, you pray. And we want you to participate with us rather than just sit by your phone or computer and watch us. We want you to turn in your Bible with us and pray with us and whatever we do. Because Dr. Barclay always says it's not the Marquis Barclay Show, this is church. Or in our case, no, listening to this program should not take the place of church, but it can very well supplement it.
Yes.
But we want you to participate and read the verses with us and listen to our exhortations and encouragement, because we speak what God would want us to say. And so with that in mind, preacher man, the mic is yours.
All right. Anytime you want to jump in and make a statement, just jump in.
All right.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. Huh.
Yep.
You know what? I've never seen that before, Miracle Man. God was testifying about his gifts.
Huh. Pretty cool stuff.
Guess we better make sure we pay our tithes and offerings, right?
Exactly.
Here we go. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. He was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he, God, is, and that he, God, is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt. Hold on. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham was tested. When he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "And Isaac shall your seed be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he was dying, made mention. Whoa. Hold on. made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, but choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, whereas the Egyptians, attempting to do so, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall we say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourging, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God, having provided better for us, that they should be made perfect, should not be made perfect, apart from us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, and whenever you see a therefore, what do?
You pay attention.
As Brother Hagin always said, you find out what it was there for.
Why? Yeah,
and
you find out what was it there for.
And therefore, we just read what it was there for, so let's go. We also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, not only these we just read about, but everybody around us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 11 and chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
Okay, now let's go to Exodus chapter 2.
Exodus chapter 2. Yes. I think Exodus is one of my favorite books. How about you?
I agree. It's up there.
It's got so much life in it. Got God wiping out his enemy in it.
Yep, and it's got a lot of stories in it, you know, great stories in it, you know, for people to learn from, like the plagues, among other things.
Mm-hmm. You know, the one that's always interesting to me?
What one is it?
Is God, God judged Egypt and wiped them out.
Yes,
but
he let any
Egyptian who wanted to leave with Israel go with them.
Yeah.
If the Egyptians were wise enough to put the blood on the doorpost, the death angel passed over them.
Yeah.
And so it is today.
Yep.
And so it is today. Here we go.
Exactly.
Exodus chapter 2. And a man of the house of Levi went and took as wife a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, exceptional, she hid him 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked along the riverside. When she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. When she opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the baby cried. So she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." His sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away, nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him, and the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, "Because I drew him out of the water." You know, God's pretty cool, isn't he?
Yes, very.
Because Moses was going to be his deliverer, and he knew it. And his mom and dad had enough sense to hide him. And God said, "Well, if you're going to be that way, then I'll pay you for taking care of him." So she got paid to raise her own son. Now, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. You didn't need no tax credit.
That's really good.
And that's the only politics you're getting today. That's it.
That's awesome. Here we go. Verse 11. Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, then he went out to his brethren, and he looked at their burdens. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way, and he looked that way. And I would imagine he looked back that way, and this way, and then that way, and the other way. And then he killed the Egyptian and hit him in the sand.
Exactly, exactly.
Do you think he carried a shovel with him?
I don't know. It's possible, in case it was snowing out.
Verse 13. And when he went out the second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, "Why are you striking your companion?" And he said to him, "Who made you a prince and judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" So Moses feared and said, "Surely this thing is known." When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses. Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. And he sat down by a well. Verse 16. Now the priest of Midian had seven daughters. And they came and drew water, and they filled the troughs to water their father's flock. The shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and defended them and helped them and watered their flocks. When they came to Reuel, their father, he said, "How is it that you got home so quick today?" And they said, "An Egyptian delivered us from the hand of the shepherds, and he also drew enough water for us and watered the flock." So he said to his daughters, "Well, where is he? And why is it that you left this man somewhere besides bringing him home?" That's a little added a little bit there, but "call him that he may eat bread." Then Moses was content to live with that man. And that man gave Zipporah, his daughter, to Moses to be his wife. She bore him a son. He called his name Gershom, for he said, "I have been a stranger in a foreign land." Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. God heard their groaning. God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel and acknowledge them. And that is the end, chapter 2.
Amen. So, you know, so the let me get into my exhortation. And here we go. So these Israelites, you know, they're all grumbling. As you'll find, they did that a lot with Moses. They did a lot of grumbling and complaining and moaning. They were not exactly the most grateful people. But, you know, it was well known that Moses was going to be a deliverer, that he was going to deliver his people. It was very well known. God knew that he was going to do that. And we're not out, but you know, I thank God all the time. I just think about this and I go, I'm glad that Moses' parents knew what to do. And in this case, it was to hide him for 3 months. These days, if a parent hid their child for 3 months in this country, there'd be all kinds of arrest warrants. You know, you'd have DHS. The FBI, you'd have the CIA involved. Oh my man, you'd have an whole army. Yeah, the Amber Alerts, everybody's smartphones would be going crazy until that thing was found. But he was put, you know, he was hidden, and God was protected him for those 3 months, you know, and then. You know, his sister was looking after him after that. And he grew to be a great man. And he did a lot of great things. And that Moses' heart. Moses was a great deliverer. It was known that he would be a great leader, and he's a great example. Moses is a great biblical example of people to look up to. He's a well-known person. He saved people from Pharaoh, as we're going to find out later in the book of Exodus. We're going to find out about all these, about how he saved his people. Moses saved the people from Pharaoh, and they were able to be led through the Red Sea, and
Pharaoh kept hardening his heart. And Pharaoh was just, he was a wild man. He was not a happy guy. And Moses said, let me save these people from them. And he had this audacity. He just was so gung-ho. He was like, whatever it takes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to save these people. I'm going to do it, whatever it takes. That's this whatever it takes mindset is what we should have in order to get a miracle, from God. Whether it be a healing in our body, finances, the new job, a prodigal to come home, a sound mind, maybe you're just a mess and you just have a really bad attitude, like a terrible attitude for some reason. In that case, you really got to talk to God about it, and he can help you and do whatever it takes to change it. So whatever it is you believe in God for to change, you got to have a mindset of whatever it takes to get that miracle. Whatever it takes. Doesn't matter how long it is, doesn't matter how hard it is or how easy it is. Regardless, you don't look for the easy way out. You do what's going to work. If it doesn't take much at all, good. If it takes an awful lot, keep trying. And, you know, you just got to do whatever it takes to get what you're believing for. You know, these people, I think of, what's the guy's name, by the way? Is that Nahum or Naaman or whatever his name was that went and washed seven times in the river and he was cured of leprosy?
Yep.
Naaman
the leper.
And he goes and he washes himself seven times in that river. Seven times. He took seven showers, essentially. Seven of them. Most of us, generally, you know, you can get cleaned up in one shower. But with the leprosy, God told him, do it seven times. After the seventh time, he came out of that water, and he was healed. Keep in mind, they didn't have the shampoo, and they didn't have all the soap that they have today. I'm not saying that he wouldn't make us wash seven times in order to get our healing from a certain disease or whatever. I wouldn't care if he told me to do it 30 times. I would do it because I want the miracle, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get it. It's not about the washing seven times. It's about the doing what it takes to get your miracle. And, you know, whatever it takes to do it. Maybe it's there's a certain job that God has planned for you, and you live, we'll say, in this case, you're living in your dream place. We'll just say your dream place is, we'll say your dream place is San Diego. And so you're living in San Diego. You love it there. It never gets too hot. It never gets too humid. It doesn't rain all the time, all year long. In the summer, it's sunny a lot of the time, and you're just loving it. Then God says, God says, you get told by God, go to, what does say God said? I want you to leave San Diego and go to, let us say God calls you to go to Duluth, Minnesota, for example. And you're thinking, okay, Duluth, Minnesota. And then you're thinking, you may be thinking, I worked so hard. I worked my tail off. I saved so much money to be able to afford to move here to San Diego. I worked for this. I planned for this. This is what I wanted all my life. I've only been here for a certain amount of time. And then God says, I want you to go take this certain job in Minnesota because through this job, you're going to minister to some people that I want you to minister to. What you going to do? Are you going to be the person that says, I worked for this, I saved for this, I did all this stuff, I have my dream job, I'm making a lot of money, my life is so great, well, I don't want to leave. And then you say, you know what, God, forget that, I'm not leaving. I'm staying right here. I'm so happy. Are you going to do that? Or are you going to do what it takes and take that step that God wants you to take and get the kids and family, if you have kids and family, and tell them, God told us we are to move to Duluth, Minnesota, because there's just job opportunity that God said there is, and that the reason he wants me to do this is because there's some certain people that I want you to minister to. I would choose to be that person and to do what it takes, particularly if it means, especially if it means that you get a certain miracle that you're believing for in the process, whether it be a prodigal coming home, the finances, the new job, the healing in your body, whatever it is. Could it be that the reason it's not manifest because maybe you weren't just not doing what it took, but maybe you were disobeying God? So it's great to have this mindset of whatever it takes to get the healing. Whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes, Jesus. And so, Lord God, I thank you right now for these great people. I thank you, Lord God, that these people will pay attention to you, Lord God, and to my advice. I thank you that these people will have it in them to do whatever it takes to get the miracle that they're so desperately believing you for. And I just thank you that you're speaking to them and showing them, and that these people would be well tuned into you, Lord God, and that they would just have it in to listen to you and listen to my voice in this great challenge. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, there's a couple things that I see. Again, I say I'm not a prophet, but God can show me some things. And I see a couple things happening in the new year that are going to be so good that I think amazing. And this involves the church and God's people. One of the things is this. For God's people, it's going to be, 2018 is going to be a year of great increase and great prosperity. for his people. I feel like God's saying this. For my people, this will be a year of great prosperity in their money, in their health, and areas too. But for my people, in general, if they seek my face and if they obey me, it's going to be a year of great prosperity. For other people, or for the people who know me but choose not to obey, this is from God. The people who know me and choose not to obey, they will suffer great loss. Whether it be lost children, lost finances, or sickness in their body, or death. And that's a perilous time. You can't have one foot in the church and one foot in the world. Can't do that. Many years ago, you could have done it, but even back then, I would have still strongly advised against it. If I was alive like 50, 60 years ago, I would have still advised having one foot in the, advised against having one foot in the world, one foot in the church. Because the Bible does say that if you're lukewarm, I will, God says, if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. So, for God's people who obey me, who obey him, it'll be a great year of great prosperity, but not so for those who know him that do not. Number two, God's kingdom is going to greatly increase this year. People are going to come home this year, I feel, back to God. In addition, I feel that many prodigals come home in 2018 this year. I just think it's going to be a great year of people coming back to God, and a great year of new salvations. And God's kingdom will be greatly increased. Christians who are hungry for the Word of God and hungry for the Holy Spirit, and they want all of it. And they're not going to be these kind where they're like, I just want the, I don't want any of this, I don't want any of that. No. They're going to want everything. Also, I think it's going to be a year of great revival. I think that Christians this year are going to feel a new wave of energy, and that the power level in our churches and in our lives as Christians is going to increase. And it's going to increase not just markedly, but remarkably. I think in our churches is going to be the start of a major revival this year. But in order for that to happen, we have to be ready. We got to be right with God. We got to be prayed up. Just asking for revival
doesn't.
You got to be prayed up. You got to be ready. You got to be fasted up. You got to be prepared and expecting. You know, and how you walk by, and then, you know, the revival comes and the revival hits and wonderful things happen. And that is exactly what I see God showing me for us as Christians for the new year.
Anything you want to add to this, Preacher Man?
No, I think you're on a roll, man.
Is there anything else that you're seeing maybe that I missed?
Well, I think what I see is the same thing that you see every year on January 1st, because it's the start of a new year. And that is that God is doing a new thing. Ask him for it, expect it, believe it, receive it, walk in it. You know, I guess I do see something, Miracle Man. I see America work really hard. Maybe that's not the right way to say it. Maybe we should say America was very diligent and the word of God in prayer over the last 2 years and changed the spiritual atmosphere of our nation. And it is of absolute importance now that we have got a breakthrough that we not only maintain the breakthrough, but that we conquer territory. And I'm sure we're going to hear Pastor talk about that on Saturday night at his, you know, webinar. But Americans stood up for God Almighty in prayer. And sure, we changed the election, but we didn't just change the election. We changed America. And now it's time to take advantage of what's everything that's going on. You know what? Am I making sense?
Yes.
So that's what I see.
And I will add, it's very important that we take advantage of it while we have the time.
While we have the time, yes.
Because we have an election this year. And, you know, it's very important that we do that this year, that we take full advantage, complete and full advantage, and that we just pray and believe God, and that we just, you know, stick with God, and that, you know, and that we can get people involved in this. And so now with that, we are going to go into sports, and I am going to start with some NFL. Last night, the Detroit Pistons lost 1 to the Miami Heat in Miami, 105-100. Pistons now fall to 20-16. 21-16 loss. 500, but I would like them to be, well, what I thought they would be, maybe a little bit better than I thought they would be actually, but they did lose to the Heat. In the loss, the Pistons had Drummond as leading scorer and rebounder, or as he had a double-double, 20 points, 12 rebounds, in a game where play tomorrow night. Red Wings win 4-3 at home in overtime at Little Caesars Arena last night.
Come on.
They got a goal 6 seconds into overtime, and they get a win. So good job, Red Wings, as they look to be better than last year where they missed the playoffs. Actually, based on 2017 regular season play, no one was able to make the playoffs. So that's a hope we can 2018. And so with that in mind, now it's time to pick our football picks for the weekend. There are not 6 games to pick. There are only
pick them one by one. First, we start with college football. On Monday evening is the national championship game for college football. It is the Georgia Bulldogs versus the Alabama Crimson Tide in Atlanta, Georgia, on Monday night at 8:30. You can watch it on ESPN. You can listen to it on ESPN Radio 100.9 FM. I know I'll be listening to it. And here is what I see. Hang on. No. I think Georgia this time is going to beat Alabama. I think it's going to be a 31-28 score, as they will win it last second. Georgia was behind to Oklahoma for much of the first half. Then Georgia came back and made it difficult on Oklahoma, and they were able to win over Oklahoma. 31-28, Georgia over Alabama. That's what I see. No.
81.
No, 31-28. 31-28. 31, not 81.
31.
31.
I heard you wrong. You said it right.
I said 31.
31. Ooh, that's a lot of scores, 81.
Nope. Oh, no, it's not going to be 81-28. It's going to be 31-28. That's my pick. So,
all right.
Now, also, NFL. You have, on the NFC side, you have number 6 seed Atlanta at number 3 seed Los Angeles Rams. And this is it Saturday? Is this Saturday or Sunday?
This Saturday one. At 8:15 p.m.
Saturday at 8:15 p.m. on the NFC side, you have the Atlanta Falcons at the 3-seeded Los Angeles Rams. Last year, the Falcons were able to make it all the way to the Super Bowl. This year, they had some things go wrong in certain games, but they also had a victory. A big victory for them was that Lions game, in which they were able to win because the refs messed us up. The Lions up, that is. Not to sound biased or anything, but they messed the Lions up. So the Falcons were able to take the victory from that. They're 10-6. The Rams were 12-4, so good enough to get home field. What do I see? I see the Rams beating the Falcons. They're not going to beat the Falcons, but they're going to beat them. I'm going to say the Rams will beat the Falcons. This will be 29-22. Rams. On the other side of the NFC, you have the number 4 Saints hosting the number 5 Panthers. This is on Sunday. What
yep.
do I see here? I see two teams who are very competitive with each other. And those two records were so close together that it is just wild to think about. I think you're in for a dandy here. Who do I think is going to win this time? Well, I think this time you're going to see Cam Newton, Panthers, triumph. I think Carolina is going to stun that home very loud, very boisterous Saints crowd, and I think they're going to win by the score of 28-25 Panthers over the Saints. AFC.
At home with the Saints.
They're in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yep.
What you mean is the Saints are going to lose home.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Saints are going to lose home too.
That's interesting.
AFC on the docket. Tennessee Titans. Kansas City Chiefs. What do I say? Improved from what they've been. Thought this year was going to be a year for the Titans to keep improving, but not get to where they were. But I was wrong. So you have the Titans, Chiefs. Chiefs were started off great. Then they struggled for a while and are now coming back. Titans did beat the Jags. Therefore, we're able to get into the playoffs. What do I see? Here's what I see. I see the Titans being able to beat the Chiefs at home. I mean, in Kansas City. I think this is going to be a 21-16 score. Titans over the Chiefs. So there's that. Jags versus Bills. Like the Bills? No, like the Chiefs. The Bills started off good. Then they struggled a lot. Then they came back and made it rather interesting. They have to go to Jacksonville to take on the Jags. Jacksonville is going to be, it's going to be lively. The Bills have not made playoffs in many years. And what do I see happening? See the beating by a score of 28-24. Over Bills. And no, I have Georgia over Alabama for the college football championship, 31-28. I have the Rams beating the Falcons for the NFL NFC playoffs. Other side of NFC, I have the your football predictions for the week, the final game of college football, as well as week 18 of the NFL season. And this time, this sports talk has been brought to you by the wonderful beverage, Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, the greatest drink on earth. I am sure.
Once you finish drinking your Dr. Pepper.
My shirt. I have a shirt that says Coca-Cola, best pop ever. To which I agree. Obviously, Preacher Man's going to sit on his stool and he's going to be saying Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, he is. And he, but anyhow, you know, it's been brought to you by Coca-Cola, available at a fast food place or supermarket near you, or a gas station near you. Coca-Cola Freestyle is a wonderful machine that's been around for
several years now. Go to CocaColaFreestyle.com for more information and to find a machine near you, as the Coca-Cola Freestyle has drink machines with 125 different beverage flavors, some of which include waters and juices and other non-soda offerings, as well as all the regular soda offerings like regular Coke, Diet Coke, you know, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, root beer, among the others. And the flavors, vanilla Coke, vanilla Dr. Pepper, cherry Coke, orange Coke if you wish. And for different drinks, you'll have different flavors. But it's available at some McDonald's, but none around here, only in certain places. Maybe Coca-Cola, best drink ever. And remember to have a Coke and a smile. And that Coke equals happiness. And I want to remind you really quickly before I say the benediction and the ending is that for the Great Lakes Bay region, Great Lakes Bay area, and Flint, as well as Detroit area, we are under a wind chill warning until tomorrow, January 5th at noon. Once again, a wind chill warning until January 5th at 12 noon. Temperatures below zero, along with winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, will make it feel as low as 10 below zero to 30 below zero. Lowest wind chills expected between midnight tonight and high noon tomorrow. So remember to wear the hat and wear your hat and gloves, and keep track of how much time you spend outside. And since it is known that exposed skin can get frostbitten within 10 minutes in wind chills of over below 25 below zero, many school districts will likely close tomorrow, so have a plan in place if that happens. So just be safe, and keep warm. But, and then Friday night into Saturday will probably be another cold one, but not quite as bad, I don't think. But then Sunday we start to look up and get up towards the 20s, and then low 30s for, I believe, Monday or Tuesday, low 30s, which, even though it's just above freezing, it's going to feel nice for a day. But... So now with that, I'm going to speak Psalms 91 over all you. Dear Jesus, I speak Psalms 91 over all these people. I say that nothing shall come near them. No plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. For he has keeping his angels, given his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that there'll be no drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no fire, no flood, no murderer, no crash, no suicide, no evil spirit, none of these evil things, no pipe freezing, none of the stuff is going to come near us. You're going to be in great peace and great joy and prosperity and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I sure do love every one of you.
Me too, brother.
And remember, until next time, God first, God always.
God always.
Have a good weekend. Have a good weekend, everybody, and I will see you next time.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Love you, brother.
Well, love you too.
Thanks so much for your friendship.